His finger lowers, and the cloaked figure presses the knife harder to my brother's throat.
He will die.
And what if you kill him? I say. What bargaining power will you have then?
Your brother will die!
His voice thunders in the room. It's as if some fog has lifted, and I see clearly for the first time since this all began. I will not be intimidated, not by them, not by anyone. And you will have nothing then, I shout, sure and strong. Nothing to shield yourselves from my power. And I will unleash it, sirs, like the hounds of hell, if you should harm one hair on his head. Lord Denby's finger waits at the ready, the executioner's knife also. For the longest moment we all wait on the precipice.
You're a woman. You won't do it.
He lowers his hand, and I don't stop to think. I summon the magic, and the knife becomes a balloon that slips from the man's grip. Tom, run! I shout. Tom sits, confused, and Kartik makes a grab for him and pulls him away as I vibrate with the power I've suppressed for too long. It speeds out of me with new purpose, and no one's eyes are wider than my brother's as I send the walls crawling with flames. Phantoms swirl overhead, shrieking. It doesn't matter that it's only illusion. The men believe it.
Stop!
Lord Denby cries, and the flames and the phantoms are gone. He stumbles to the railing.
We are reasonable men, Miss Doyle.
No, you're not, and so I must speak very plainly, sir. You are never to approach my family again, or there shall be consequences. Do I make myself clear?
Quite,
he gasps.
What about the realms?
Kartik calls out.
Do you forget that we have long been its guardians? Will you not come with us into the Winterlands?
The men mumble to one another. No one comes forward for the arduous journey.
Very well,
Lord Denby says.
I shall assemble some foot soldiers for the task.
Foot soldiers? I ask. Kartik folds his arms.
Men like Falsen and me, men who won't be missed.
Yes, take Mr. Falsen with you,
Lord Denby says, as if suggesting a servant for hire.
He has a way with a knife. You're a good chap, aren't you, Falsen?
Mr. Falsen accepts the statement like a blow he will not return. His jaw clenches. As it is my choice, I shall have Mr. Falsen. We understand one another, and he does have a way with a knife, I say. Untie my brother, if you please. Mr. Falsen loosens Tom's bonds. He shoulders Tom's limp body, and we move toward the door.
The blindfold!
A man bellows. I throw it on the floor. I don't need it. If you wish to wear it, be my guest.
Gemma, what the devil is going on? What did you do?
Tom demands. He's beginning to unravel, and action must be taken. Hold him still, will you, please? I say to Kartik and Falsen, who take hold of Tom's arms.
Here now, unhand me at once,
he insists, but he's a bit too groggy to struggle. Thomas, I say, removing my gloves, this will hurt you far more than it will hurt me.
What?
He says. I give him a good clean punch to the mouth, and Tom is unconscious.
You're a hard one,
Falsen says to me, propping my brother up in the carriage. I settle my skirts over my legs properly and pull my glove neatly over my aching hand. You've never taken a carriage ride with my brother when he is in such a state, Mr. Falsen. Trust me, you will thank me for it.